أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال فرعون يا هامان ابن لي صرحا لعلي أبلغ الأسباب. Previously we read that in the parliament of Fir'aun, where he put this agenda forward to kill Musa alayhi salatu was salam, and his cousin who was a believer, who was from his own tribe, he opposed his view and he presented his arguments in a very, very lucid and logical way. After all that, Fir'aun still finally said, وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنَ or Bula Fir'aun. Fir'aun finally made this final decision. Ya Haman ibni li sarha, ke Haman bana mere waste ek uncha mahal. O Haman, has built for me a very high and a very tall building. La'alli ablughul asbab, shayad me ja pahuncho rasto me, so that I could go and reach the roads that lead to Allah Ta'ala. That he said, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, believing in another God, and that God is in the heavens, so build this very high building so that I can go up and reach there. So this shows the great stupidity of Fir'aun, that he wanted to reach the skies, and who's going to build a building that reached till the skies? It is according to some narrations of Tafsir, he actually had this build, but of course the foundation could not take the tall building and it all came crashing down. And in any case, this also proves that every atheist, Fir'aun, who claimed himself to be Allah, he also deep down in his heart did accept there is another Allah. That is, though he wanted to go and kill that other Allah. So, and also it is in narration, he did go up and he threw a spear, and Allah made it that it hit some bird and it came down with blood. So he said that, you see, now I've killed the other God of Musa and now I'm the only God. Asbab as-samawati fa'attaliya ila ilahi Musa, rasto mein aasman ke phir jhaank kar dekho Musa ki maabood ko. So let me go and reach these roads, these pathways which are in the skies, and let me little go and peep and see how is the God of Musa, who is this. Wa inni la dhunnuhu kadhiba, aur meri atkal mein to wo jhoota hai, and in any case I think he is just lying. There is no other God. But just this, he wanted to make a smoke screen and pull wool over the eyes of the people, that I am now going to check up and I'll see for myself who is this other God and where is the God of Musa. Allah Ta'ala explained so clearly here, وَكَذَلِكَ زُيِّنَ لِلْفِرْعَوْنِ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ, اور اسی طرح بھلے دکھلا دیے فرعون کو اس کے برے کام. And in this way we beautified the evil actions of Fir'aun in his eyes. And this happens to all of us. When we think wrong, we do wrong. In our own eyes, I'm doing perfect. I'm doing the right thing. What we do is not what is the final thing. We should put it according to Quran and Hadith and see whether we are doing the right or the wrong thing. وَسُدَّ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ, or rok diya gaya seedhi raah se. And in this way he was deterred and blocked from the straight path. And this happens to us also, our own thinking, our own planning, and we think that what I'm doing is perfect and correct. And when we ever hear the arguments of a fight between husband and wife, the wife is convinced she is right. The husband is convinced he is right. Between parents, father and child, then also the father is convinced what I'm doing is right. The child is convinced what he is doing right. So Allah beautifies the wrong actions when a person is on misguidance and he is convinced what he is doing is right. وَمَا كَيْدُ فِرْعَوْنِ إِلَّا فِي تَبَابٍ, اور جو ڈاؤٹ ہے فرعون کا سو تباہ ہونے کے واسطے. So this plan of Fir'aun was only for his own destruction. And even like the non-believers today, what plan is they are making against Islam and Muslims? But they in their right are convinced we are doing the right thing. And we have to protect our people from the onslaught of Islam, etc. But all this planning, Allah says, it is all in total destruction. And the end result of it is, they see it clearly with their own eyes. In this debate further, when Fir'aun had made this decision, this person who had brought Iman, the cousin of Fir'aun, he had become bold and strong in his Iman. And he went further and he opposed the view of Fir'aun and he said, وَقَالَ الَّذِي آمَنْ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُونِي أَهْدِكُمْ سَبِيلَ الرَّشَادِ اور کہا اسی ایماندار نے اے قوم راہ پر چلو میری پہنچا دوں گا تم کو نیکی کی راہ پر. And he said that, O my people, follow what I am telling you and I will lead you to the straight path. Follow me, I believed in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and his teachings are 100% correct and definitely I will lead you towards the straight path of Allah. Ya qawmi, innama hadhihi alhayatu dunya mata'a. Ye meri qawm, ye jo zindagi hai dunya ki, so kuch barat lena hai. And oh my people, this life of this world is just to benefit from it for a little while. Some little benefit for a little while. That is all what this worldly life is. Don't attach your hearts to this dunya's life. The real life is of the akhirat. Keep that in mind. And whatever you have to do of dunya, do that. But don't make that the object and goal of your life. وَإِنَّ الْآخِرَةَ هِيَ دَارُ الْقَرَارِ اور وہ گھر جو پیچھلا ہے وہی ہے جم کر رہنے کا گھر. And the house of the akhirat, that is the firm, solid, established house. That is where you are going and you will remain there forever. Don't ever forget that my real object in life is my akhirat. I have to prepare for that. Dunya is only temporary and only to benefit from it also temporarily and in a very small way. Further he advised, مَنْ عَمِلَ سَيِّئَةً فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا جِسْ کی ہے برائی تو وہی بدلہ پائے گا اس کے برابر. And whoever has done an evil act, a wrong, a sin, Allah will only punish him according to that. He explained the system of Allah and he was explaining the great mercy and clemency of Allah that whatever wrong a person does, he will only get so much punishment. وَمَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرِنَ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنْ اور جس نے کی ہے بھلائی مرد ہو یا عورت اور وہ یقین رکھتا ہے. And whoever has done righteous and good deeds, whether it is a male or a female, and he has got iman also, iman in عمال صالحا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ so وہ لوگ جائیں گے بہشت میں. So these are those people who will enter the beautiful gardens of Jannat. يُرْزَقُونَ فِيهَا بِغَيْرِ حِسَابِ روزی دی جائے گی وہاں بے شمار. And the روزی and the returns there will be limitless. Guna what you commit, only how much guna, so much punishment. But good deeds, the rewards will be up to 10, up to 700, and even more than that, بِغَيْرِ حِسَابِ. In other words, don't give preference to this dunya's life. This year, whatever good you do in dunya, also it is very limited. Whatever you earn, you build your house. By building one house, you don't get automatically 10 houses. 700 houses. But Jannat, you build one house, Allah will give you 10 palaces. He will give you 700 palaces. He will give you even more. So prepare for Akhirat. Make that your object. Don't be overtaken by this temporary world. And further still, he carries on with his bayan in the parliament of Fir'aun and giving them open and clear da'wat. In here there is a lesson for us. We also should not shy away from giving da'wat. Wherever we have the opportunity, and mashallah, there are many brothers who do this in their businesses, wherever they are with their customers, wherever they have the opportunity, they give da'wat of Islam. So we must never shy away from this. We must always give the da'wat and we must be strong. We mustn't suffer from an inferiority complex. And whatever wrong stage is being set for us by the enemies and trying to make us that we must hide our identity, we should not fall for that. We should establish our identity and give da'wat wherever we can. وآخر دعوانا